Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead as you make those calls and out those text messages. We're going to go ahead and go right into our announcements. We're going to have prayer. We're going to go into our touch and agree. And we're going to close out with prayer. Amen. You've reached the Message of Christ Church, located in Chicago, Illinois, where our senior pastor is none other than Prophetess Sylvia Staples. Makeup prayer is Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Also, on Monday nights, you can join us for our Miracle Monday at 7 p.m. And every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., we're here for our, our Bible school. If you desire prayer or need to contact the ministry after any broadcast, our number is 641-715-3670. Again, that number is 641-715-3670. Access code 420123#. That is our number to call in for our conference call. But our number for the ministry is 773-609-2071. Make sure to leave a voice or text message, and one of the intercessors will get back with you. Make sure to leave a voice or text message if this is concerning prayer. We will not be returning your call. However, we will be praying over your prayer need. So we ask that you would leave a message stating the nature of your call so that we can call you back or send out your request according to what your message is pertaining to. Also, you can reach us on our website. That is messageofchrist.net and SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. You can sow into the ministries. You can also find out where God is leading the ministries. And you can order your prayer coverings off of the website. Again, that is messageofchrist.net and SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. Amen. So we just ask that you will reach out and stay connected with the ministry. Our postal mailing address is P.O. Box 390762, Chicago, Illinois. P.O. Box 390762. Chicago, Illinois, and that zip code is 60639. Again, P.O. Box 390762, Chicago, Illinois, P.O. Box 60639. Our email address is our email address is messageofchrist@yahoo.com. messageofchrist@yahoo.com. That is our email address. So we ask that you would stay connected with the ministry. Also, if you wish to connect with Pastor Staples on Facebook, she's Sylvia Staples on Facebook. Go ahead and request her as a friend on Facebook. Amen. To stay connected with the ministry. This Saturday, we have our Spiritual Warfare Conference coming up at 12 noon.
We ask that you would contact the ministry for any information pertaining to this Saturday's conference. Amen. And we will be happy to share that information with you. It will be here in the Chicago area. So if you would like to know more information, please contact the ministry at 773-609-2071. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started with a time of prayer, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to be in a time of touch and agree. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for another opportunity, Father, to come before your presence. Lord God, we don't take this for granted, but we thank you and we praise you for opportunity, Father God, to be in your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for opportunity to pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this telecommunication opportunity you have given to us to meet and reach people all around the world, oh God, to lift up the name Jesus through prayer, through song, through teaching, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, for what you're doing, oh God, in our lives, God. And Lord, we just want to say we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for watching over us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we stepped and slumbered on last night. We just want to say we thank you and we praise you right now for what you're doing in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, we ask right now that if there's anything in us that's not like you, Father God, that you will remove it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, if we have wronged someone, we ask for your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, if we, Father God, have sinned and gone against your will, Father, we ask right now for forgiveness of all of our sins of omission and commission in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your word that says that you are faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, if there be any sick among us, Father, we pray right now for your healing virtue in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, God, that you would send your angels of healing, oh God, hallelujah, to heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we lift you up right now for what you're doing, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for testimonies that will come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for miracles, signs, and wonders that we shall see, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for those that stand in need. Lord, we thank you that you supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us on today. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us on this morning for our touch and agree. You have reached us for our time of touch and agree. Well, we're talking about prosperity according to John 3:2. Amen. The verse says, my brethren, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health. So when we talk about prosperity, we're talking about success. We're not just talking about your finances. We're talking about all around. We want us to be in success in every area of our lives. So if this is you and you would like prayer in that area, if you would, go ahead and star 6, unmute your line,
and we'll be praying for you today. Star 6 and unmute your line, please.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Bolden calling, and first of all, I just want to give a praise report. I remember when you prayed for my grandchildren. They didn't have my granddaughter didn't have a place to stay, and my grandson, my other daughter was asking him to move, and he didn't really have nowhere to go, and he didn't have a job, but I just want to thank the Lord and thank you all for your prayers because they both have a place to stay now. And my grandson went and signed up for a job. You know, he filled out an application, and I believe he's going to get the job because the guy was so impressed with him. So I just want to thank you all, and I thank God most of all for answering the prayers. So I just want to get that praise report. They got their place exactly 2 days after the saints prayed and after you prayed for them. So I just want to thank God for that because he is so good. All right, thank you for that. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We're going to pray, amen, and we're going to believe God for that job, amen. There's nothing too hard for our God. If he did that in 2 days, what can he do in a minute? What can he do in a moment? Amen. His word says that one day is like 1,000 years in the sight of the Lord. I actually tried to take that and divide that all out. And when I tried to divide that all out, it was like a 0.0003 365 seconds for 1 year. It wasn't that much time. So I tried to do it in the natural so that we could see what type of God that we're serving. So sometimes when we say that we're going through tests and trials and it seems like we've been in a place for a long time, we really haven't been there at all. Amen. That's in the sight of God because everything is done in God's perfect timing. Amen. We want to be caught up in his timing. Most gracious and merciful Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for our sister that has joined us on this morning, God. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, that you are a prayer answering God in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, if you did it once, hallelujah, we ask you, God, to do it again. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for your word says that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Long as we serve you, God, in the name of Jesus, long as we put you up first, oh God, Father God, that you will be faithful and just, oh God, to do exactly what your word said you would do, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. So our brother, oh God, hallelujah, is seeking employment, God. And Lord, we need your favor. We need your blessings, oh God. Oh, Father God, give him favor with the employer right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that when they call him back, oh God, hallelujah, that is the place that you have him to be, God. Father God, allow him to be treated fairly, oh God. Allow him to be respected, oh God. Father, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that no weapon will be formed against him, oh God, and no tongue, hallelujah, will rise up against him in the name of Jesus. But Father God, that when they see him, God, hallelujah, they will know that he is one of yours in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in this young man's life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for his grandmother and all that she believed for and all that she do and all that she, how she pray over the children in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Make sure to contact the ministry with other testimonies, okay?
Amen, amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Do we have any others?
Bless you, God. Bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Do we have any others?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
If we have anyone else, if you would, go ahead and star 6 and unmute your line and come forward. This is our Touch and Agree week. We're talking about prosperity, being prosperous and in good health. Amen. Anybody need prayer in that area? Star 6 and unmute your phone. Anybody needing prayer? Star 6. We're talking about prosperity, being prosperous and in good health. According to John, 3 John 2. Amen. Star 6 and unmute your phone. If you need prayer, this is our Touch and Agree week. Amen. As we get ready to go forward, wait for our next caller, I just want to tell you that God truly is doing wonderful, wonderful things in this time. When we're asking God, God is responding because the saints are getting in line and doing, being in place where God has called them to be, praying, amen. There's more prayers being rendered up to God now, and God is hearing the prayers of the righteous. So we thank God for that. Amen. Every time I go into prayer, every time I go to my secret place of prayer, amen, I see more and more people praying. Amen. I see people from all nationalities praying. The Nigerian people, the Asian people, the Hispanic people, African-American people, Anglos, young, old, just everybody, women coming out to pray. And if I tell you, I know that God is well pleased with the prayers that's being rendered up to him. Amen. So if you need prayer this morning, if you would like us to touch and agree with you, if you would, go ahead and star 6 and unmute your telephone line, and we would like to pray with you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Deacon Jones from Basic Ministries, Pastor Staples, and Evangelist Howard. They know me. They know me personally. But I needed to wake up. You know, I was saying I was going to stop just being selfish and consist. You know, always asking God to heal my body. You know. Because it's actually the sickness that he gave me allowed me to come back to him, and I thank him for everything that I've gone through. But I'm getting where I'm tired of going to the dialysis treatments, so I want to petition the Lord for a kidney because I had one family member. And I have a large family. Only one family member stepped up to volunteer to give me a kidney. But they said he was overweight, so he couldn't. They told him he couldn't do it. So I just want to ask that we touch and agree and trust the Lord that I'll get my healing soon.
All right, Deacon Jones, I'm believing God with you. I'm believing that God can do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that you can ask or think. Amen. Most gracious and merciful Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for Deacon Jones' request, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that he is your son, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you know him by name, God. You know his every need. You know, God, everything about him. You created him from the beginning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You knew even before he was born, oh God, that he would be in this situation, Father. So, Lord God, now he's rendering up prayers, oh God, requesting prayers, oh God, that you, Father God, would search the world all over, oh God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to locate him a kindred, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he may do your work, oh God, and fulfill out his purpose in this life, oh God. So, Father God, I'm asking you, Lord God, with your eyes, oh God, that you would search the earth high and low, oh God, and find a match for a kidney for him, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for those, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, that give, oh God, their organs, oh God, as a gift of life, oh God, and let it be a testimony through his life, oh God, that their gift, oh God, was a gift, oh God, that was worth it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, be it a family member, oh God, or even a stranger, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, if it was a believer or a non-believer, God, Father, we pray, oh God, for those that are on the donor list, God. We pray, Father God, that they know you as their personal Savior, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, we thank you, we praise you, oh God, that once this kidney, oh God, is given to Deacon Jones, oh God, that you, Father God, would tie two families together, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, that he, Deacon Jones, oh God, will be a living testimony, oh God, of their loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus. This is what we pray and ask you for in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think. For us in Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Deacon Jones, for that request, amen. We got to be bold when we go before the throne of grace requesting from the Lord. So now we're praying these bold prayers, amen. We're asking God to search this world all over and look and locate the kidney that's waiting for you. Amen. We're praying that your body will receive that kidney. Once you get it, it will not reject. Everything will go according properly in the surgery, that you will have a fruitful life after you receive that kidney, and you will come back and tell us when you get that kidney that they will even move you on the list for the kidney. Amen. So we're believing God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I, not to expound on anything, but, you know, I've been on dialysis right at 7 years now. But it's like everything in my life that happens, it revolves around the number 8. You know, I had 8 strokes. And then, you know, my pastor called me after about 8 months, and he told me to move here, and I moved here, and, you know, I went in there, I said, you know, Pastor, you know, I'm just a regular member, I'm not qualified to do anything. He was like, Brother Jones, I don't know why you saying that. He said, the Lord told me to make you a deacon. And I was like, a deacon? Hold on, man. But, you know, sure enough, tried to avoid it, and he called me up one day, and he was like, man, I told you, the Lord told me to make you a deacon, so you need to stand in the position that I told you to be in. And it went from being a deacon to you got to do the scripture every service. You know, I even, during the Gilgal service with Pastor Staples, even though that's a women's conference, they still got me doing the scripture. And the thing is, it's not that I do the scripture. God gives me a scripture every time. You know, when I try to do what I want to do, I get up and it might take me 3 minutes to even get to a scripture because I just have to flip the pages of the Bible to where he leads me to. And, you know, I just thank God for everything that he's done in my life and how he's been moving and helping me to understand that it's him and not me. You know, when I was younger, I was a football player, and I had my whole mind was twisted up. I grew up in the church. I knew right from wrong, and still got out there and tried to do what I wanted to do. But I thank God for humbling me and allowing me to come back and give thanks to him. That's why every day this church is open, I'm there. And most times I try to be there early. When I had my own vehicle, I was there an hour early. And Pastor and everybody else, they would get to me like, man, how long you been here? And I tell them, like, you don't have to come that early. And I'm like, I didn't have to be here, you know. So it's just, you know, I'm so thankful to still be here, still be alive, able to give thanks for all that he's done for me. That, you know, that's why I kind of stopped praying and stuff, asking for healing. And I know myself that Jesus said himself, ask and it shall be given. And I know that I need to continue to petition heaven for the blessing that I want.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for that powerful testimony. And as I said, we're believing God for that kidney. Amen. If there's anyone else that would have a prayer request, we would like to touch and agree with you today. Amen. I've seen God do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think, oh God. And he says to make our request be made known unto him. So I always hear this click. Jay says that a closed mouth don't get fed. Amen. So if we're standing in need in an area, we need to open our mouth and come before the Lord and make that request known. Amen. And as I'm praying, amen, I'm asking everyone on the line, as we are praying for one another, praying and believing God for one another, I'm asking us to go ahead and believe God. If you stand in need in that area, I'm asking you to believe God for your situation. Amen. Don't sit there closed mouth. Amen. Start praying for the person's situation that's already asked. Start praying for that person's situation. Amen. As I'm praying for them, you begin praying for them as well. Amen. So you're here on the line and you stand in need of prayer. I'm asking that you would go ahead and start seek to unmute your line so that we can touch and agree with you today. Amen.
Well.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing? This is Marcus from Red Oak.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I had a couple requests for you. I have a sister of mine named Sheila Brown. She has lupus and kind of took a turn for the worse this week. And I just want you to pray for her health. I pray, but I know it's stronger in numbers. So, I'm kind of worried about her. So, if you could say a prayer for my sister, her name is Sheila. And if you could do that for me, I'd be very appreciative.
All righty. Marcus, we're going to stand in prayer with you today. Amen. Thank you, Brother Marcus, for making that prayer request known. Amen. The Bible says that as we pray and believe God, one sin, 1,000 to flight is 2 10,000 to flight. So if we all touch and agree, all of us that's on this line, oh God, we believe in God, amen. If you think every 2 is 10,000, 2 is 10,000, do you imagine how many demons are falling at our side? Do you know how many demons are fleeing? Amen. Even as we offer an incense to God in prayer, he said, where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, touching and agreeing, there he will be in the midst. Amen. So we're going to believe God for Sheila's healing, and we're going to believe God for Marcus, whatever he stands in need of, okay? Most gracious and merciful Father God, we thank you and praise you right now for all that you have done for us in our lives, oh God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, God. Father God, we lift up Sheila right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we know that the world says there is no cure for lupus, oh God. But Jesus, I decree and declare today that you are the cure for lupus, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So, Lord God, I'm asking right now, oh God, that you would touch her body, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, where those cells, oh God, and she becomes, oh God, autoimmune disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I'm asking you, oh God, with your precious blood, oh God, to fight out everything, oh God, in her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And allow her blood, allow her body, allow every ligament in her body, oh God, to align with the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, if there's inflammatory, oh God, in her body right now, oh God, I'm asking you right now, God, that you would decrease the swelling, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, where she may have lost her appetite, Father, I'm asking you, God, to increase her appetite, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, the medications she's been prescribed, oh God, Father God, allow me to do exactly what it's supposed to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up any adverse side effects, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. She will be on the right dose, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Besides the norm, oh God, searching, oh God, for answers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we ask right now that you would strengthen her brother, oh God, as he's standing in the gap for his sister, believing that for his sister, strengthen his family, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that by your stripes, oh God, healing shall come forth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, we thank you and we praise you right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Marcus, we're looking for a prayer report. We're looking for a praise report from you pertaining to your sister and what God is doing in her health. Amen. I believe God. I believe God. I believe there is nothing too hard for our God. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Claire.
You're welcome. Do we have any other prayer requests on the line this morning? If we do, if you will, go ahead and star 6 and unmute your line.
Good morning, Sister Valerie.
Good morning. Hey, Sister Wanda, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just want you to lift up and you all touch and agree me for my sister's healing. The doctors are saying that she may have an aneurysm or either she had a stroke. She had pain in her head. And it's like a stabbing in her eyes that she's feeling. And I want you all to lift her up. She has to go to the doctor November 7th to check it out with the CT scan and everything. I just wanted, you know, you all to lift her up in prayer with me.
Amen. Sister Rhonda, what is your sister's name?
Roberta Wright.
Amen. Okay, we're going to be praying for Ms. Roberta Wright. I'm trying to get a list of all the names. Remember the names in my mind, okay? But I'm going to be praying for everybody after the time is over with as well until the next time when it comes to testimony, the week for testimonies. I'm looking for God to do exceedingly abundantly. I'm looking to hear testimonies and praise reports from God. Amen. But I just want to say to you, Sister Rhonda, I had a cousin the other day that fell and hit his head, and he had an aneurysm and a heart attack. Amen. We sent up prayers, and God answered those prayers. Amen. He is doing in stable condition. So I'm believing, God, that the answer will come forth and that nothing outside of God's will be done. Father God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We lift up right now Sister Roberta, oh God. Father God, you know her by name. You know her by every strand of hair that she has on her head, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And right now, Father God, we ask right now, Lord God, that you, Father God, would touch her body in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, cause the blood to flow properly in her body, oh God, from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that you would dissolve every blood clot in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we decree and declare that right now there will be no ruptures, nothing will burst, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, but the blood, oh God, will dissolve and the blood will begin to flow properly through every organ of her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, that you are a mind regulator. You are a heart fixer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father God, as you heal, oh God, spiritually, oh God, Lord, as you heal. Father God, I'm sorry, I'm driving. Father God, as you heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for what you're doing in the life of Sister Roberta in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just pray right now, oh God, for the doctors, oh God. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for a praise report, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you and we praise you right now, Father God, that you, God, hallelujah, God, will hear the prayers of the righteous on this morning, God, and you will answer immediately, oh God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you right now, Father God, that even as she rests, oh God, Father God, that you're easing the pain, oh God, that she may be having and experiencing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that even, oh God, as Paul, oh God, you gave him a reminder, oh God. Oh God, the thorn in his side, oh God. Lord God, I believe that thorn in his side, oh God, was to remind him, oh God, of your grace and mercy, oh God, that you can do, oh God, exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask to think, God. So, Father God, I just ask right now, God, that you will be with this family, Lord God. Remove any doubt. Remove any worry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we put our sister Roberta in your hands. Oh God, Father God, we cast all of our cares on you because we know that you care for us. For it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Rhonda, for that prayer request. And I'm going to continue praying. Amen. I know it's not Testimony Thursday, but I, you know, God is just doing some awesome things. I tell you, God is doing some awesome things. I just believe God, and I just see awesome things. I'm telling you, that was a 24-hour turnaround in my cousin's condition when everything was looking bleak on Tuesday. Amen. On Wednesday, he was in stable condition. Amen. On Tuesday night, I went up into prayer and sent that request out to the saints, and God answered just like that. Just like that. And also I was praying for another person, and God just led me to pray just for people with cancer. Amen. That they will receive good reports. I was working with a gentleman. I don't even know him. Haven't known him for 48 hours yet. Amen. And he said yesterday he was expecting a call from the doctor concerning his report concerning cancer. And glory to God, he got that call yesterday as I was sitting there. So I'm a testimony to what the call was. They told him that it was benign, that he did not have cancer. So if God can do that, amen.
Yes,
this was somebody,
Lord.
I didn't even know who I was praying for. I'm believing God for you. I'm believing God for Deacon Coachman. Deacon Jones. And I'm believing God for Sheila. Amen. Because
Hallelujah.
I know what God can do. It is nothing too hard for our God. Amen. Amen. So we have other requests, amen. I'm asking that you would come forth right now with your request, amen. This is Touch and Agree Week. Star 6 and unmute your line, and I do apologize. I'm driving right now. I'm on my way to an appointment, so I do apologize. I'm driving and talking, but I am fully alert of what's going on. Star 6 and unmute your line if you have a prayer request. Amen. We want to stand in agreement with you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Sister LaLonda. How you doing?
Hey, Sister LaRonda, I've been so concerned about you.
Oh, praise God. That's a good thing. I wanted you to pray for my ministry of prosperity and my pastor. His name is Pastor Demetrius Brooks, and our ministry's name is Revelation of Christ's Kingdom. We were a Bible study for almost 10 years, and now we're launching out as the church. So, you know, the attack that comes upon the church as our body, as we are the bride of Christ. But as far as building and continuing in your calling as a pastor, I don't think the people really understand the work. So you could just lift up our ministry at this time. I appreciate it.
All right, Sister LaRonda. And how is your, was it your brother or your nephew?
Recently it was my brother.
I mean, how's your brother?
I'm not sure. He hasn't, you know, reached out. He hasn't answered his phone. The last I knew, he was in a lot of pain because it went in his behind. And it's still locked in there, and then he got skipped in the head. So I have not even talked to him.
All right. We're going to believe God for your pastor. Give me his name one more time.
Demetrius Brooks.
Your pastor, Demetrius Brooks?
Yes.
All right. We're going to believe God for your pastor, and I'm still praying for your brother's healing. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister LaRonda, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all the work, oh God, that you allow her to do with this ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Not just with this ministry, God, but other places, oh God, where you have called her to, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So, Father God, you heard the request, oh God, that she is petitioning you for, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord God, we lift up our dear brother, Demetrius Brooks, oh God. Father God, we lift up this ministry, oh God, before you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, where the enemy, oh God, may try to come in, oh God, and cause division, that where the enemy may come in and try to cause turmoil and confusion, Father God. Father God, we just say right now, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Nothing you do will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. This ministry belongs to the Lord, and the Lord will be lifted up through this ministry.